Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast.
Oh yeah,
No,
different song.
that's the old theme song. We got a new one now. We're cooler now. All right, welcome everybody. I'm joined by for the second week in a row by Justin
Hey, what's up, man?
and Jeremy. Feel like it's been a bit since we've done two in a row.
Start a new streak.
Start a new streak. That's where you gotta start back at zero sometimes, and that's where we are. And we figured we haven't done a bracket in a while.
That's true.
So I figured, well, since it's almost March Madness again, now that it's February, almost the Super Bowl, the winner of said March Madness bracket last year, Steve, decided he wanted us to do a bracket on parody movies. And well, at least we got it done before the next March Madness tournament started.
Yeah, so stop your bitching, Steve.
Yeah, God damn it, Steve. Leave us alone.
And to be fair to Steve, I don't think he's actually said word one about us not having done it yet, but hey.
No, I'm not even sure who Steve is.
I never even met the guy.
He's the guy who runs the fantasy football league I just won.
Mean, if
So
he rigged it for you to win, I'm all for it then. All right, go Steve.
no, I don't think he rigged it. I because
No, that back to screw you, Steve.
he's I mean, I think I just somehow got lucky and all of a sudden got smart there at the end. But all right, so a little bit about the methodology. I left off any sequel. So this leaves it open if this is a popular bracket or we have a lot of fun doing this. There's a lot of movies I left off. We just went, and I can't even say this is the top 32 parody movies of all time.
Yeah, I just was looking at the list and I just thought of one that you didn't put on here.
Well, there's a lot that I didn't put on there, and there's a few that I left off because I was debating on whether or not it was an actual parody movie or not. For
Fair.
example, Three Amigos.
Excellent movie.
It is an excellent movie. I don't think of it as a parody, even though it is a slapstick comedy. So there's some debate. There might even be some debate with some of the movies that got included on the list. The main source was the Screen Rant Top 20, but since this is the top 32, that wasn't the only place I got it. I did ask multiple people, including both of you, what your favorite parody movies were, and I just kind of worked off of what is some of the more popular ones. I went with our tried and true method that Justin developed for us. I took the IMDb score, the Rotten Tomato score, and the Metacritic score. And I added them together to get us a score of 300, and then they were ranked in order there. If there was a tiebreaker, if they had like the exact same score, I chose the what did I? Oh yeah, the
I always use the Google user review.
I chose so I when I do it, I always stuck to the Rotten Tomato critic score. So for the tiebreaker, I used whichever one had the higher user score. So, for example, since they're right next to each other, a teaser of a couple movies that we're going to find on the list. Cabin in the Woods and Galaxy Quest both were at 234. Galaxy Quest had a slightly higher user score instead of critic score, so it got the higher ranking. So they're both right there, but and only one movie on the list didn't have a Metacritic score. Not sure it would have mattered because the likelihood of that movie moving past the first round is non-existent, quite honestly. It also had the absolute lowest score of any of the movies by a lot. So, just Jeremy, did you have a chance to peruse the list before you started today, or?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I got it. It's up
Right.
right now.
Okay. Well,
Mine's up too.
okay. So we'll start with the number one seed with the absolute highest scores. Some of the highest scores I've ever done when we've done a bracket. In
Would you
general, I think
shut up?
we're on this list. But the highest score, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So the number one rated movie on the list, with a score of 269, versus the one movie I had to include because, well, it was requested repeatedly by one person in particular, Jane Austen's Mafia,
Would you motherfuckers vote this out right away? I'm
with
gonna
a
just quit right now.
grand score of 116. So 269, almost perfect score, this is out of 300, mind you, versus 116. Well, so not only is Monty Python and the Holy Grail number one on this list, it's number one in my personal favorite movies of all time. So I think you know where I'm voting.
Mafia is like one of the greatest parody movies of all time. I don't know how it got such a low score. I think people that were reviewing this movie had their fucking heads way up their asses and don't know what comedy is. Really don't. Wouldn't
Well,
know something funny if it bit them on their fucking dick tips.
there's a
What?
few.
Wait. What? World tips?
Oh, tips. Multiple tips. They're aliens. They have multiple dicks
There's
or
a few other.
vaginas.
There are a few on this list that I will agree with you on. All right,
Not that.
so
I mean,
not
I
this.
like Monty Python, but it's just.
All right, so basically, I think that means that Justin, you are the tiebreaker here.
I mean, Jeremy's quitting the podcast early tonight
See
because
ya.
it's Monty Python. I haven't seen Mafia since it came out, and I don't. When did that movie come out? 90.
98.
Okay, so I would have been 10, 11. And I just didn't really care for it. I was one of the ones I saw at the drive-in, so I might have to give that one a rewatch. But I'm gonna move on, Monty Python.
All right,
Okay.
Monty Python it is.
Sorry, Jeremy.
It's all right.
I mean, I know I like to piss Nicholas off, but I couldn't do it.
I mean,
Sorry.
it is fun for you. I know this, but I mean, like I said, I saw Mafia when it came out in 98 as well. I was in college. I don't remember. That was the one that was the hardest one to find any information on. Metacritic had no score for it whatsoever. Like,
Also, Metacritic probably gave it 100, which would have boosted it way up.
right.
That's why it was rated so low.
Not
Let him have it.
well.
Oh,
What did Mafia? It had a 5.5 on IMDb,
right, 55 out of 100.
a 14 on Rotten Tomatoes, and then just
Not
to
great.
fill in a third score, the Rotten Tomatoes user score was 47. To
All
give
right,
you a
well.
better idea, Monty Python and the Holy Grail had an 8.2 on IMDb, a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes, and a 91 on Metacritic.
Bandwagoners. They just say they like it. They don't even, they probably haven't, half those people probably haven't even
Yeah.
seen it. They're just like, I like it because everyone else likes it. Pop culture. Mafia. It's
I mean,
a
culture
great movie.
mafia.
It's fucking awesome. I like them both, but
Oh,
it's tough
there.
to see it go.
Just wait. There's one in a couple rounds here that's gonna be even harder. Okay, so our next one is our 16 versus 17. We have Tropic Thunder with the 224 versus Tucker and Dale versus Evil with the 225.
I like Tropic Thunder out of those two. I've seen it more times than I've seen Tucker and Dale. I'm going Tropic Thunder.
All right. Tucker and Dale.
I think I'm also going Tucker and Dale. I did like Tropic Thunder. That was it
You
was
guys are just
really
voting it out because of Robert Downey Jr.'s blackface.
No, never.
no,
That's
that has nothing to do with
the one reason I wouldn't.
it. Tucker and Dale, I find Tucker and Dale more. There's a scene that I quote more often than probably I ought to. You know when I can't remember which one Tucker and which one Tyler Labine's character. I can't remember which one was Tucker and which one was Dale at this point. But they're throwing stuff into the brush chipper, and like they bend over, and one of the kids goes and like head first right into the wood chipper. Like, he hooked himself in the wood chipper. It's just my I would we would quote that at work quite often when we are working on woodchippers. But all right.
Nice.
So Tucker and Dale it is. All right. This one shouldn't be hard. But I feel like it might be, because people like to make things difficult. Another one of the movies that's in my personal top 10 movies of all time, Shaun of the Dead, number 9 with a 247, versus a movie that I almost didn't include, Sausage Party 209.
Why
Oh,
didn't you all?
it's
Yeah, why didn't you almost? Why didn't you include it?
because it's dumb. It's dumb as fuck.
All right.
All right.
What
I
would you
know.
even consider that a parody of, like, just animated films in general?
I had to look up several of these. I was like,
Born.
is this a parody? It was that they considered it to be a parody of animated films, but Toy Story, Pixar type movies in general.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty cut and dry one.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hate Sausage Party.
No,
I
it
think it
definitely
was,
had its moments.
what was the quote, fucking stupid? I don't think it was that. But yeah, I'll vote for Shaun of the Dead for sure.
All right. Did you see Sausage Party in theaters?
I did not. I watched it on Netflix. Ooh, I don't know.
Jeremy?
I saw it in theaters.
I saw it in theaters.
Did you
So
two did you two go see it together?
I don't remember.
possible.
Yeah, but
I know it was a movie that I
we've seen
wanted
quite a
this.
few.
I know there was a movie I wanted to go see it when it was coming out, and I just didn't. And then when I watched it on Netflix, or I rented it, I can't remember honestly now. I just remember being somewhat disappointed. I mean, so maybe I was harsh, but
You were absolutely harsh. But that's enough talking about it. It's not going
All
anywhere.
right, moving on. Number 25 versus number 8, Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story with a 206 versus What We Do in the Shadows, the movie, not the series, with a 248.
Nicholas, lead us off.
I mean, Walk Hard has the classic line of the wrong kid died. John C. Reilly is amazing. And then, the whole, what's his name? The guy from Saturday Night Live whose name is escaping me right now.
Don Cheadle.
No.
Oh, the ladies' man. Is that who? What is his
Yeah, the
name?
ladies' man.
Oh yeah.
Oh. But you don't want none of this shit right here. I think I
Out
do.
of here, Dewey. You don't want none of
Yeah,
this. What is that guy's
what the
name?
fuck? What is his name? Come on.
Oh boy. All right.
No.
We all know exactly who he is. Ladies'
Yep.
man,
Picture him.
Mean Girl. He was, until Keenan, was the longest serving member on Saturday Night Live ever.
Oh my God. All that.
And all three of us just are having a collective brain fart right now.
Meadows?
Tim
Tim
Meadows.
Meadows.
Oh, there we
Oh,
go.
that
We
podcast
really
back
needed
on
that.
podcast back on track.
Okay, all right. However, I do love What We Do in the Shadows. I love the movie. I love the series. But I have a feeling I'm gonna get outvoted here. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I had a feeling. I'm not mad about it. Walk Hard is still pretty funny. So,
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good soundtrack too. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knew that he was such a good singer? John T. Reilly? He's got some pipes.
That's him singing.
I need to rewatch that movie. It's been a while since I've watched it. It is funny though, the couple times I've seen it. All right. This one, I don't know how hard it's gonna be for you, but it's much harder for me. Monty Python's Life of Brian at number 5 with a 253 versus UHF 28 with one of what I feel like is a criminally low score of 162. I do enjoy
I say
both of these movies
whose turn
enough.
is it to lead off?
Whoever wants to speak up first.
I'll start with UHF.
Okay.
I really don't remember much of Life of Brian, so just by default, I gotta give it to UHF.
I'm going with Life of Brian. I mean, Monty Python stuff is it's all pretty classic.
Oh, see, how dare you? Now you're making me
And
pick between.
I'm gonna make you be the bad guy.
So I now have to choose between an absolute genius of a movie in Life of Brian, or a movie that I've probably seen almost more than any other movie out there in years.
Yeah, it's like Sophie's Choice, but harder.
Oh, wow. Well, we already moved Holy Grail on,
Harder.
so I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm going to choose UHF.
Hey, nice.
All right. No love loss here.
I don't think this one's going to be a hard one at all. We got Popstar at number 21 with a 214. I'm sorry, Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Yes.
Versus Naked Gun Tales from the Police Squad with a 238, which I feel
Not
is really
hard at
low.
all.
Yeah.
Pop, the one thing I'll say with Popstar, good soundtrack. Like listening to the soundtrack on Spotify, it's an excellent soundtrack. That's even one of the things I said when you asked. I was like, anything Leslie Nielsen. It's for me, Naked Gun, which I've also noticed, I don't think Wrongfully Accused made your list.
No, it didn't.
Shame.
It's a good one.
It's not bad. I'm gonna go as I do love Popstar. I have the soundtrack in my car at all times because I actually have the CD player and it's just stuck in there. It might not actually physically be stuck. I just have it in there and it just hasn't come out because
All right.
I normally don't listen to CDs. But I think I'm gonna go Naked Gun as well. I will say that of all the people I talk to, what's your favorite parody movie? I asked both of you and asked a couple other people. Everyone said Naked Gun and then a bunch of other movies.
They're all good. Is it the first one where he's sitting in the, when they're on the stakeout with the red pistachios? Is that the first one?
It has
Okay.
honestly been a while since I've watched any of the Naked Gun movies, so it's hard to remember exactly what happens in which
Yeah.
movie.
Or when pistachios used to be dyed red.
That's been a long time.
Yeah. Clean sweep.
Let Jeremy talk now. Yeah. All right. I'll stop
Okay.
rambling.
All
Pop
right. Number.
off stars not bad though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, other than one or two movies on this list, I think most everyone on this list is you can't go wrong with. All right. Number 13, Galaxy Quest with a score of 234 versus number 20, This Is the End with a score of 216.
I'm gonna go with Galaxy Quest on this one. I've know I've seen This Is the End more times than Galaxy Quest. But I just still don't really care for that movie. I don't think it's that. I'm like, I don't know. There was a lot of hype around that one, and I just didn't see it.
All right, I'm gonna say this is the end because I'm just gonna have to vote right now, or else it won't matter. And I'm not even gonna go as far as to say Galaxy Quest is meaningless to me. Haven't seen it, don't care to see it, don't care about it.
All valid.
You've put me in an awkward position here. It's been a long time since I've watched Galaxy Quest. I do remember enjoying it, but This Is the End is a movie that we went and saw, the wife and I, and then we adopted two guinea pigs and we named one Rogan and one Franco.
Oh, wow.
It's not a great movie. I don't imagine it's going to go very far, especially. Well, I don't know how much further it will go. Given what it's up against next, I don't think it'll go very far. But I think I'm gonna give it to This Is the End. So yeah.
Sweet. Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
All right. I'm gonna vote first on this next one because I really think that my opinion is not gonna matter. You got 29 Scary Movie versus 162 versus Borat number 4 with a 254. I don't really like either of these movies, but I'm going to vote Scary Movie over Borat because it's one that I'm a little less annoyed by.
All right. I mean, they're so different. But I guess I'll vote for Borat. I'm just really impressed by that dude.
I mean, I think we all know where I stand. On numerous occasions, I've talked about how much I don't like that movie. I don't know what it is with Sacha Baron Cohen when he's a side character, like Talladega Nights, he's fine. But stuff that he's like the main guy, like in Borat, don't like it. Can't stand
Needs
it.
more full frontal.
Thought it was a stupid movie. It's not getting my vote. Scary
Wow.
movie.
Okay. Not honestly how I thought this was gonna go.
Do you
But
not
now
listen when I talk? I bashed that movie on like last week's episode.
that is entirely possible, and I just forgot. So now we are up to the one that I think Justin is going to have the hardest time
Yeah,
with. So I'm going to make him vote first.
I hate you for this one.
Young Frankenstein, number 3 with 257 versus I don't know how it's ranked number 30, Robin Hood Men in Tights, with only a 153.
That's
Yeah,
crazy.
I would like to abstain my vote here. Just leave me alone.
You don't get to abstain. You have to vote.
Just leave me be. God, this was when I looked at the bracket. This is the one where I was like, God, I hate you for this.
I hated myself for it once I saw what happened.
Both so good. Really like them both.
How does Robin Hood Men in Tights only have a 153?
I don't know. It's rigged.
Because, let me look here. Oh, here it is. It only has a 66.7 on IMDb, which I feel like is really low. It only has a 42 on Rotten Tomatoes and then a 44 on Metacritic. Like, what the hell? Like, it's first off, it's Mel Brooks. Secondly, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But ultimately, so is Young Frankenstein.
That's true. All right, Jeremy, who's your vote?
Well, I would go with Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I mean, I think it just says the edge because I think it was the first Mel Brooks movie I ever saw. I remember seeing it as a kid. I have really vivid memories of watching it.
First one I saw was Blazing Saddles, about 10 years old.
Way too young to have seen a movie like that.
All
However, probably wasn't too far behind you on that.
right.
But that does, we do have to vote. Nobody's actually voted yet.
Well, I
Okay,
voted. Voted.
Jeremy voted Robin Hood Men in Tights.
I got my way out of voting first by just pawning it off on Jeremy.
Yeah, all right. Well, then I can make your I don't know how. I didn't know how I was going to vote, but Jeremy said some things, and then that's, I think, where I was leaning. I think I'm going to go Robin Hood as well. Not that Young Frankenstein isn't amazing. I have rewatched Robin Hood Men in Tights more than I've rewatched Young Frankenstein.
All right, that's fair. I'm not angry. I mean, I was gonna go Young Frankenstein out of them. I do have the Mel Brooks signed Young Frankenstein poster.
Nice.
That's where my vote was gonna go. Gene Wilder, Peter Boyle, the Puttin' on the Ritz, Boris Leachman as Frau Brücke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that would have got my vote.
Mean, you're not wrong. I
But
mean,
I'm not mad either way.
all right then. Now we're to one
Slightly, man.
that one that I'm not sure either of you have seen. Number 19, Top Secret with 216. Versus Cabin in the Woods with 234.
Which one do you think we haven't seen?
Top Secret.
You mean Val Kilmer, which got
Yes.
straight in the rug?
Right.
And
Okay.
what is the one guy's name? Deja Vu, who keeps jumping on the grenades in the cabin?
Okay. All right. So you've
Nope.
actually seen it.
Nope, never seen it. Never seen
Huh.
him disguised as a cow wearing boots.
Okay. Jeremy, have you even heard of this movie before?
I've heard of it. I
Okay.
just, I don't really know anything about it. So it's my default vote is going to be Cabin in the Woods for this, but it's a great movie, so it works out.
I think we know where my vote is based on that little description I just gave. I don't think Cabin in the Woods is a very good movie.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I could be.
I thoroughly enjoy both of these movies.
I really like Top Secret.
I like Top Secret a lot. I like Cabin in the Woods a lot. I kind of wish they would have done a sequel or maybe like an anthology series. I would have liked to seen more with the creatures that we didn't get to see, like the ones that we saw like in the background as like Easter eggs and stuff. But like that could have been a fun series. But to keep my place on the 80s flick flashback, I think I'm gonna go Top Secret. Because I think that one's just a little bit more fun.
Yeah, even though you didn't think we had seen it.
Well, I knew one of you hadn't seen it. I wasn't sure about the other one. I don't think this one's very hard, at least in my opinion. I do think it's a little low at 11. Blazing Saddles with the 238 versus Team America World Police with a 213.
There's another one that kind of annoyed me for a matchup. I like both of these movies. I quote both of these movies a lot too. But I mean, Blazing Saddles is my introduction to Mel Brooks and all of his greatness. Blazing Saddles gets my vote on this round.
Yeah.
Okay, so clean sweep for Blazing Saddles. I have watched Blazing Saddles numerous times. I watched Team America once and I never needed to watch it again.
out of your mind.
This matchup annoyed me greatly.
Yep, I didn't care for this one either.
This one pissed me off. I have no idea how I'm going to vote with this one because I literally almost flipped my own table while just making the list. Number 27, Spaceballs with a criminally low 174 versus number 6, Airplane with a 252. The other movie that almost everybody said I had to have on this.
Agree. All right. Somebody else go first.
I really don't know how to vote. I quote both of these movies endlessly.
Right.
Airplane was kind of my introduction to parody movies in general.
Spaceballs.
Nicholas, what'd you vote for?
Oh, I don't know because I love Spaceballs. I watch it all the time.
All right, Jeremy, you said
Spaceballs.
But
All
I love
right.
Airplane. I don't watch it often enough.
I'm a big fan of Airplane and Spaceballs. But between the two, though, I'm going to go Spaceballs. I'm going to save Nicholas the heartbreak of actually having to pick.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll move Spaceballs on. You guys kind of did that for me with the last Mel Brooks round. But I mean, both really good. Airplane, especially when he's on the plane and she's like nervous. But she's asking him, nervous? And he's like, yeah. She's like, first time. He's like, no, I've been nervous before.
I have a drinking problem, and he throws the
Yeah. Pick the bad day to stop huffing glue.
Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Yeah. Great movie. A lot of quotes. But
Yeah, I'm kind of mad that Airplane got knocked out in the first round, but like if it was gonna get knocked out by anything, at least it got knocked out by something that I quote just as often, if not more often. Okay,
yeah.
this one also made me a little mad, but not as mad. I think I know where I'm going to vote for it. Number 7, Hot Fuzz with a 250 versus Austin Powers, number 26 with a 194. I love me some Simon Pegg and I love me some Edgar Wright and Nick Frost, but I watched Austin Powers like once a week, every week, for in the last couple of years of college. So I think I'm going to go Austin Powers.
All right. Jeremy, you want to go? You want me to go?
I think you should go.
I mean, if I go, the round's over.
Okay, well, if I go, it's over too. So,
Well, clean sweep for Austin Powers
Austin
then.
Powers with the sweep. I mean, with the stuff Simon Pegg and Nick Frost and them have done, like, it's all great. But I think Hot Fuzz would be one of the lower movies for me of those guys.
I mean, it's not in the top 10 for me like Shaun of the Dead is, but
Right.
it's higher on the list than this is the, not this is the end, the end of the world, or World's End, whatever they call that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this one's going to be a trouncing as well, but it's just the way it worked out. Number 23, Hot Shots with 210 versus Enchanted with 239, number 10 somehow.
What is that?
That is one of the rare Disney-made parody movies where they parody themselves by making a like a princess movie while they're making like all of the movies that they made themselves, they're making fun of by doing a live action like princess movie.
Yeah.
My wife loves it, absolutely loves it. I came across it multiple times on multiple lists, so I felt like I had to include it, but I feel like it's about to get trounced.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hot Shots it is, moving on.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point out this is also why I did not include sequels on this list because Austin Powers, maybe not so much Goldmember, but the Austin Powers 2 and Hot Shots Part Deux would have it would have been like nothing but sequels on this list. So I had to at least for the first parody bracket had to limit it to just one movie from the series. Had to debate on whether or not to include this one at all, but multiple lists and multiple searches on the internet included it. Deadpool 15 at 230 versus Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, number 18 with a 223.
I'm going to go with Weird.
Okay.
I learned so much about Weird Al in that movie that I didn't know. It's very, very educational. Learned a lot about him. And I feel like every Marvel bracket or superhero we bracket, Deadpool goes because we all know how great that movie is. But not sure we can really call that a parody movie, even though it's made the list. So I'm sticking with Weird.
I did consult the one of the comic book experts that I have interaction with, and they did say that it does somewhat qualify as a parody movie, and like I said, multiple lists on the internet had it, but I barely included it because I'm not sure it was a parody either. So I think I know where I'm leaning, but I want to hear Jeremy what he's gonna say.
I mean, pretty much the same as what Justin said.
Okay.
So,
So Weird is clean sweeping over
yeah.
Deadpool.
I mean,
So
Deadpool's a great movie. We all love it. You can listen to any of our raving reviews on any of the other previous episodes we've done. But yeah, not sure it's a parody.
then I feel like I don't know how to vote on this one. I do know how I'm going to vote. I'm not sure how you two are going to vote. Number 31, Not Another Teen Movie with a 121 versus This Is Spinal Tap, number 2, with a 267. Should I just go ahead and write down what I think is right, what you two are going to vote for, or one of you going to shock me here?
I don't know.
It's probably gonna go in the way you think it will,
Yeah.
but I have actual fond memories of watching Not Another Teen Movie when I was a kid. Like, I'd go to my friend's apartment and we like were actually obsessed with that for a while. I don't know why, but I
Of
think it's
the movies, like Scary Movie and Not Another Teen Movie and Epic Movie, it's probably my favorite of that genre.
fair.
Yeah.
It's relevant, but it's fair.
But so how are we voting here?
This is Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap.
Whoa, that is not where I thought this was going. Wow.
Really?
No, I mean, Spinal Tap is amazing. I thought, but I was like, these two people in old movies. I don't know.
What?
What? We love
What?
old movies.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably don't need my bracket open anymore because I haven't been moving things along.
Okay, well, thankfully I have been. All right,
Well,
so.
that's your bracket. I was hoping so.
Wait, I was supposed to write this down?
Ah,
Uh-oh.
damn. Start over.
Okay, all right, so now we're at Monty Python on the Holy Grail versus Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. It's not really an Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs for me. It's Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
All right, Tucker and Dale.
It is also Monty Python on the Holy Grail for me as well. All right, now we're at Shaun of the Dead versus Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead it is.
Walk hard. No
Were you
plate
always
sweep.
gonna say that?
No, I wasn't always going to say that.
Ooh, this will be a fun one. Let's have Justin go first. UHF or Naked Gun?
I mean, not a hard choice for me. It's Naked Gun. Wouldn't even really have to think about it that long.
All right.
UHF.
You had to do it just to make it hard on me.
I can't really flip this table, but I might just close the laptop.
Well, then be prepared to close the laptop because I'm going to go UHF.
Oh, see ya, Justin.
Okay. This is an interesting matchup and not one that I really saw coming. This is the end versus Scary Movie.
Man, pretty easy one for me again. Scary movie. I talked about in the last round. I didn't care for This Is the End. And between the two, I like Scary Movie better.
I guess I'll go Scary Movie. I mean, I did like This Is the End, but I mean, I think Scary Movie is probably better.
All right, Scary Movie.
Oh, were you always going to vote that way too?
I probably was.
Oh,
All
sister.
right. Robin Hood Men in Tights versus Top Secret.
Hate this one.
I mean, for me, this is a little easier, and I'm going Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Wow, Robin Hood.
I mean, I like both of them, but
All right.
Robin Hood gets the nod.
I'll
I
have
have
to
to watch
watch
Top
Top
Secret.
Secret.
Yeah, definitely.
I did not see this matchup coming, and I don't know how I didn't notice it while I was writing it down. I'm about to make Jeremy's life, not Jeremy, Justin's life miserable for the third time.
I mean, my life's already miserable.
Blazing Saddles versus Spaceballs.
Ooh.
I mean, this one's a little easier too for the Mel Brooks matchup. It's Blazing Saddles. The Mel Brooks introduction for me. Spaceballs is a great movie. A lot of good lines. But man, Blazing Saddles.
That's a tough one.
Listen, I there's a lot of lines I'd like to quote from Blazing Saddles that I can't.
You can.
There are a lot of lines from Spaceballs that I do quote. I think I'm gonna go Spaceballs.
I guess Spaceballs.
Oh man.
Wow, the betrayal, Jeremy.
Sorry, Justin.
All right. Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery versus Hot Shots.
I'll say Austin Powers for this one.
I'm also going to say Austin Powers.
Yeah, I don't know which way I would have leaned. I've seen Austin Powers more, so I might lean towards that, but I like them both.
All right, we have Weird, the Al Yankovic Story versus Spinal Tap, two music mockumentaries or music-based movies.
Might be more recency bias, but it's I'm going Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's actually a clean sweep. I mean, I do love Spinal Tap. It is great. And they are apparently working on a sequel. I don't know if we talked about that in our sequel episode.
We
But
might have.
okay. But you're right. It might be recency bias. But, All right, now we're at Monty Python and the Holy Grail versus Shaun of the Dead. So, two movies in my personal top 10 of movies in general, which should tell you something about the kind of movies that I like. So I guess, oh man.
Dawn of the Dead.
Go ahead.
Well, I love Shaun of the Dead. It's my all-time favorite zombie movie. It's probably top two or three, definitely in the top five movies of all time for me personally. But the one movie that it's going up against is my number one movie. And that's Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So I guess I kind of have to stick with Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Well, that's nice that someone voted for it. But I'm going to
Oh,
vote for Shaun of the Dead
wow.
because the other movie was responsible for getting rid of Mafia. So I cannot let it move on.
He's just been
He's
sitting
just.
there, been waiting to vote against Holy Grail. Holy.
See you in hell, Holy Grail.
Is Mafia streaming on anything? Top
It's
Secrets.
probably gonna suck. It's not
Top
even gonna be
Secrets on
that.
Pluto.
I'll check out Top Secret tonight. I watched the trailer and saw some guy shatter into a million pieces, and I'm
Wait,
in.
what did you say Top Secret was on?
I think it was on Pluto. Yeah, Pluto TV.
And is
I
Mafia streaming anywhere?
That's what I'm trying to look up.
It's been a long time for me. It honestly, it might not hold up at all. Maybe I'm just remembering all these great moments from childhood.
It's nothing free.
Nothing
I have
free.
the
Okay.
VHS.
Okay. So maybe we'll watch it next weekend instead of the Super Bowl over at Tony's house. Yeah.
Perfect.
As long as I get my snacks.
All right, now we've got UHF for Scary Movie. I mean, I know how I'm voting.
I'm sticking with Scary Movie.
I'm sticking with UHF.
I think I'll have to go with Scary Movie on this one.
Oh, wow.
It's
Yep.
tough, but
Oh, I was wondering if we were going to have a Weird Al versus Weird Al, but no, we're
no.
not.
I
Okay.
mean, unwatchable, horrible film, UHF for Scary Movie.
Wow.
I was just trying to think of what I could use UHF as.
Unwatchable.
But you like UHF, and I know that.
Like Scary Movie too, though.
All right, Robin Hood, Men in Tights versus Spaceballs.
God damn it.
I didn't spread, well, the numbers didn't spread Mel Brooks out at all. It kept it all right there in that bracket.
Dead.
I'm
I
going
guess
Spaceballs.
Jeremy?
Robin Hood, but it was like by an inch.
Yeah, I'm going Robin Hood.
All right, Robin
Super
Hood it is.
hard decision, but Robin
Everlasting
Hood.
chastity belt.
Yeah. And when Blinken finally can see, and he loses his eyesight again. Mel Brooks is the what is he, a Boyle?
Yeah, the
What?
boil.
Just snip the tip. Ladies love it.
I'll take two.
I have a question.
All right, now we've got Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery versus Weird, the Al Yankovic Story.
I mean, I know you're hoping for a Weird Al versus Weird Al finale, but Weird Al's not moving on. Austin Powers.
Well, that's a
Neither.
pretty strong assumption to
That
make.
is a pretty strong assumption. I mean, you're right, it is. I mean Austin Powers is, I'm voting Austin Powers, but
I'm glad you spoke up because I think I'm still debating. I'll be debating this one for a long time.
you can take your time and you can, debate like a master.
Best way to do it.
All right. I did not see this final four coming when I wrote this bracket, or when, the numbers wrote this bracket. Shaun of the Dead versus Scary Movie, and then we've got Robin Hood versus Austin Powers. But let's go with the top here. So Shaun of the Dead at number 9 for a Scary Movie, which was number 29. No, not 20. No, it is 29. Yeah, 29. So the 29th seed has made it into the final four versus Shaun of the Dead. So we got Shaun of the Dead or Scary Movie.
I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, anybody want to speak
Dawn of
up?
the
Shaun. All right, that's what I'm voting to. Shaun of the Dead
Dead.
it is.
Yeah.
All right, Robin Hood. Finally, Mel Brooks is not going against Mel Brooks. Oh, you got Robin Hood, Men in Tights versus Austin Powers.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
I'll say Austin Powers just to screw with this voting process.
Is it actually the one you would have voted for, though?
I mean, yeah, probably. I think I would
Okay.
have, yeah.
Because that's how I'm gonna vote as well, and not not that I don't love Robin Hood. I think I love Austin Powers just a little bit more. Okay, so now we have
That's
Shaun.
right in the feels.
So we've got Shaun of the Dead. Good old Edgar Wright directed, Nick Frost, Simon Pegg acted. One of the finest examples of a zombie movie, while also being a fine example of a parody movie, versus Austin Powers, Mike Myers in multiple roles and one of his probably best, like, leading man roles. Not the final matchup I saw coming, quite honestly, when I saw the fact that Airplane, Naked Gun, none of the Mel Brooks movies made it this far.
It's a damn travesty.
But that's the way it crumbles. That's the way the numbers choke it out. So what are we going here? We got Shaun of the Dead or Austin Powers?
Austin Powers. Not just angry about things. Austin Powers.
Wait, I can't tell if you're being serious or not. Are you voting for Austin Powers because you actually like it, or because?
I like Austin Powers. I like
Okay.
most of those movies. Most of the Austin Powers series.
Shagadelic, baby.
Is the first one when he's trying to turn around the golf cart in that
Yes.
small? Yeah.
Yeah.
That scene still cracks me up.
Austin Powers Jam. It's a good
At
one.
work, we have some rollers, not necessarily big like the ones he was in the movie, but like it makes every time I see one of the guys driving one of the rollers, I want to stand in front of it and yell no, but like be like, forever away.
Yeah, nice.
No.
But I think I'm gonna go Shaun of the Dead though. I mean, it hurts though, because I love Austin Powers. Like I said, I mean, when I was in college, my roommates and I watched that movie like pretty much every weekend for a couple of years.
Yes. Oh man. Austin Powers. But
Okay. Good
like
man.
so close.
All right, so
That's horrible.
I was about to call
Austin.
this bracket rigged if you didn't vote that way.
Like there's
They're both good.
Wait, why would it have been rigged if he had voted Shaun of the
I don't
Dead?
know. I feel like Simon Pegg wins a lot on this bracket, on this podcast.
I mean,
I want Mel Brooks to get his flowers.
all right. So I mean, what it sounds like to me though is I'm gonna have to come up with a parody bracket part two.
Part deux.
Part two. It only includes sequels. Maybe there's a few other ones that were left off that you guys were disagreeing with leaving off.
Yeah, wrongfully accused.
It didn't show up on the top parody movie list that I was going through.
Saturday the 14th.
That one didn't show up either.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a bunch of stupid, obscure ones I could sit here and try to think of.
Oh yeah, I mean there's definitely more than enough to do. Probably another 32 and maybe even another 32 after that, but
Spy Hard.
yeah, I mean just the works of Leslie Nielsen alone.
Get Smart.
I yeah, there was a lot of them I didn't include. I think I don't did we talk about Three Amigos before we started recording?
I don't remember.
Jeremy, were you part of the Three Amigos conversation?
I don't remember
Okay, so it was
that.
before we started recording. I didn't include Three Amigos on the list because I couldn't find any reference to it being a parody movie, not just like a comedy western. So like there were several people who had included it on like best parody movies, but then like a lot of other people were like, it's not really a parody because there's no direct like where, you know, so yeah, I don't know. So maybe, you know, maybe I'll include that one on the next one because it's, you know, up in the air. It's debatable as to whether or not it was a parody, which, you know, I did include Deadpool, which is also, you know, up in the air, is kind of debatable as to whether or not it was a parody or not. So,
Right.
but anyway, that is, so for at least right now, the time being, we have declared that Austin Powers is the best parody movie ever made.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not where I thought it was going when I looked at the bracket layout.
Yeah, no, not at all where I thought it was going. And considering some of the movies I did include earlier in the list, it's kind of weird saying that we've determined that Austin Powers is the best, but that is how it went. All right then.
Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
Oh, no, okay. I looked at some reviews of Weird, just to, out of curiosity, and there was, you know, a fair amount of like 1-star reviews on IMDb because people were like, "This never happened. Weird Al never did this. Like Weird Al's were he was never dated Madonna. He never, like,
Wait,
you
Madonna's not the head of the drug cartel?
know, yeah, like no this." And I was like, "You do know what a parody is, right? Like you know, like." People are like, I can't believe Weird Al would, you know, damage his own, you know, whatever, you know, this way. And it's like, but you get like what he was doing, right? He wasn't just making a biopic, he was making a parody of biopics because that's what he does.
Some people are a little dense.
Yeah. So, all right. What have we watched this week that we want to talk about?
Everyone's least favorite. So I don't even know what I watched this week. I can't think of anything I
Nothing.
watched.
Oh.
I didn't watch any movies that I can recall. Do you guys want to talk about any safety prospects in this year's draft? Because
You can.
I watched highlights and stuff of that for the preparing for the draft, but that's about
Okay.
it. We're a little late in the episode to go on a whole rant about that.
All right. Well, I mean, you did get part of your wish list for the Packers, and that
He gone.
they did fire Joe Barry, which honestly I was concerned about because of, you know, how the last 2 games of the season went, or 3 games in the season went. But yeah,
Thank
no, that's
goodness.
yeah. All right then. Anything going on? Well, you're going back to school now, so anything going on with Media Pod Smash, or is that kind of?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff working on in the behind the scenes. I'm sure, I don't know. Probably in the next couple weeks, I'll have some more shit out.
All right.
Actually, I have a pilot episode of this gaming thing that I did with Jamie and Chris that's probably gonna be out. I don't know. I'll probably hopefully have it out in a couple of days. I'm working on it tonight, but we'll see.
All right. I don't really have anything else. I watched a couple episodes of that new Mr. and Mrs. Smith series, the Donald Glover one, taking over the, well, not taking over. It's a complete reimagination of the Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie movie. Like it's barely even the same thing. Like you could have called it like spy craft or something. I don't know. I mean, just calling it Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I mean, I feel like is almost like just using a title to get people in, because like they're so far, 3 episodes in, they're so far away from what the movie was like.
All right.
All right, anything else anybody wants to cover, or?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right, well then I guess if you're a critic and you don't understand parody movies, maybe you shouldn't rate them, so that when I do a bracket using your ratings as the numbering system, I'm not forced to put them in horrible positions and make a terrible bracket, voting against some things that shouldn't have been voted against. So just remember, stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last 2 decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.